Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Pure Hope Show. Happy new moon in Sagittarius. So tonight's a wonderful night to be inviting you all to listen to our live program tonight. I am so hoping that perhaps some of you may want to call in to ask some questions, or you might even have some comments. And so I'm going to be giving you the number to call in. I'll be saying this throughout the program as well. The number to call is 213-559-2974. And all you have to do is just press the number 1, and our program director, Tom, will pick up the phone and he'll ask you just a few questions, and then he'll let me know or let us both know that you are on the air with us tonight and that you have some questions or comments for our guest speaker tonight. I'm so excited to have this guest on tonight because I know that after the recent elections, a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, have been wondering where we're going to go from here. And there are questions that I also am going to be asking her, especially now. And so the conversation tonight that I want you to know is going to be uplifting and positive. Because when I ask myself the question, what kind of vibration is going to be stirred up by this conversation? What kind of vibration is going to be happening tonight on the program about the subject and this topic of truth from Gigi and her angels? That it is going to only be of the highest vibration. And you will feel a happy vibration, a hopeful vibration, a bountiful and abundant vibration. Because I certainly believe that the positive energy that we put out into the world comes back to us. It also cultivates a life force that is the energy to create the new world. So I believe that we're going to hear tonight that our hands and our hearts still hold tomorrow's future. And how exciting that is. I know I'm very excited. So we are going to be asking our beloved and beautiful guest, Gigi Peterson, questions such as the current events that are going on, such as the elections, perhaps the attributes of living in the fifth dimension on the new planet Earth, and where do we go from here? So please, if you are listening now, or if you are listening for the first time on our archives and you have the ability to pass this recording on to others, I always ask that you use your ability to support light, bring light to the planet, and to pass this on. Because the purpose of this night is for what is ahead. Of our earth right now have greater implications than we could even suspect. And as startling and sometimes as unexpected as some of these events might be for us, they merely are marking the beginning. I'm saying yay to the beginning and the endings of old cycles and the beginnings of new cycles. So the evolution of mankind has arrived and the ball is rolling forward. And now there is no turning back. So are you ready? And are you ready to hear the truth? So just let me get started by telling you a little bit about who Gigi Peterson is. She journeys with angels, spirit guides, saints, love and light beings, Mother, Father, God, ancient archangels. And of course, she also is able to connect with our loved ones. She channels personal spiritual messages with such detail that she can bring you peace along with practical tools to use in your everyday life. Tools to help turn the mental worries to positive energetic fields of love and light. She had sent me an email, and I read it right before we went on the air, is that she feels, and we both feel, that we're somehow sisters within that light because we both believe in love and light. She has helped countless people throughout the world, and she has dedicated over 40 years of her life to this journey. She was born in upstate New York, worked for the airlines in Los Angeles, where her Nana appeared to her in 1977, telling her she was gifted to communicate with angels. Gigi also works in the light and love of God with a positive joy that you will instantly feel within her energy through her voice and her wisdom, of which she will give to you on the air. On many levels, her unique vibration will touch your heart, mind, and soul. She's my kind of woman, changing how you feel inside and bringing you a lighter, brighter knowing. And the interesting thing is, she gives information. She imparts upon each person information from your own personal angels, not from hers, but from your own personal angels, guides, and spirits that are with you from the highest realm and that are always with you. So please help me give a very warm welcome to Gigi Peterson on our show tonight. Hello, Gigi. How are you?
Oh, hello, Hope. I'm flying high from that wonderful introduction. I'm so, so delighted, excited, and honored to be here to share that love and light from all the realms that we can't see or touch yet, and share. So everyone, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so, I am so glad. And, you know, even for me, I was a bit rattled with the elections, and I was given information about all the wonderful good things that are coming, and that it's the end of a cycle and a beginning of a new cycle. So I'm very excited to hear what your angels and guides have been telling you about these elections that we've just went through. Many people have felt that we were going backwards instead of forwards. So could you give our guests and our audience tonight information of what your angels and guides are telling you about this time upon the planet, and perhaps a little bit about the elections?
I would be happy to do that. I had been in Brazil since last January, coming back in July with very little news or information about what's been going on, other than knowing who were the running mates. And immediately upon my arrival, I was told by the angels that both the Trump and Hillary, once the debate started, there was going to be so much mudslinging. And of course, at that time, I didn't realize it had already been taking place, but that they were going to reveal truth that had been kept from the everyday person in order for us as Americans to understand that things have not been true to what we thought was happening in our country. And so as it went and everybody was giving their opinions and the percentage of who was going to win, I woke up the morning after the election, turned on the news, and even though I felt it, I was still surprised that Trump did it. And I say it with a positive energy, Hope, because you have to break down things before you can build them up brighter. And no matter what happens in his term, whether things look chaotic or calm or tumultuous, whatever it is, I have been guided and told that this is going to make the old regime and ways for so many years that our country has been tied and bound by the way things are to be a different country in a better, positive, And I will just say spiritual flow of what I believe, the kingdom of heaven, as in the Lord's Prayer, as many know it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Here, now, is where I think we are, as in heaven.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that is so incredibly beautiful and positive. And so I'm hoping everybody soaks that in right now, because when we direct that energy to the good stuff, and that's exactly what I hear. It's the end of a cycle and a beginning of a new cycle. And I'm so we're all so ready for that, I believe, right now. So if you were going to tell and we have questions galore on the screen, so I'm going to get to you, Gina, from Georgia, in just a minute. But what do you think is the most important thing for all of us to be doing right now personally upon the planet?
I believe that anything that gives us joy, whether it's music, meditation, listening to speakers on the internet that are sounding and spreading goodness and joy, to fill yourself morning, noon, night, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, as much as you can with that energy, so that the mindful feelings of good and plenty come forth, teaching us to love ourselves. And when we feel that, that spreads and spreads. And we can't lose. We can only be better.
So thinking
different, feeling different, choosing more positive things to look at and to listen to. And I'm a firm believer, this is my practice, but I believe I turned my TV off about 5 years ago, put it behind the couch, and haven't missed it at all. You know, there's choices with Netflix and movies that can brighten your day and make you feel good. So go for the feel-good stuff.
Good, good, good. That's what I'm doing as well. Well, we're going to start it because the boards are lighting up. So I'm going to take our first caller, if you're ready for that, Gigi.
This is
Gina from Georgia. Hello, Gina.
Hi.
Hi, Gina. Do you have a question for Gigi and her angels?
I do. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Gina.
Yes, my question is, I've been looking for work for a very long time. I've been getting interviews here and there. I can tell that this year has been much better than last year as far as getting interviews, but nothing's not, like, you know, coming up for me as a concrete opportunity for me, job opportunity. Do you see anything
Yeah.
in my favor?
Yes, Gina. One of the things that I'm being shown is that you're in an office environment and you have a lot of different, like, mail slots above you for putting records or notes. I'm not sure if it's medical or what it's exactly pertaining to, but you have a good voice, you have a good rapport with people. So it's like you're receiving the people, the receptionists, and you're putting the information for who's ever in that upper part of that company to direct the people to them. Is that connecting to things that you've done before?
No, actually I have done more like field-based positions, more in like helping others, but not more in an office setting, which is fine with me. I'm not really choosy. I'm not
okay.
sure if...
Okay. Let me be a little bit more specific. They want you
okay.
to know that whatever whenever you're looking right now, you're going to be directed, because you're going to say to the angels, please help me call or find or see on the internet or wherever you're looking the best place for me. But you're your most important part is that you need to be the upfront person, the first person that whatever business you're at, the people coming in for their for help, they'll see you first.
That sounds more like a assistant. That's what it sounds like. Like administrative assistant or executive assistant.
All I can say to you is, do you feel in your stomach right now when I defined what that's going to feel like when the people come in and they see you first and you're smiling and you're helping them? There's a feeling generated inside you right now, correct?
Yes.
Not not the details, but the feeling, okay?
Yes.
So what you,
right.
The angels want you, want us to ask for help. So when you sit down to look to see where to apply, ask, feel what you're feeling right now, and the most important part, Gina, is to trust and believe that you will be guided to the best and most perfect job for you now. And I know that you are going to do what they are saying through me now and find that person, that place. Okay?
Okay.
And we wish you to know it will be true. Okay? Keep that hope, keep that faith, and know it. God bless
you. Okay. All right. Thank you. God bless you too.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so
thank you for calling. Thank you for
all
calling,
right.
Gina.
All right. Bye-bye.
I love that answer because one of the things is that when I work with people as well, Gina, is that the whole thing of trust. And Spirit showed me a picture of a father throwing a baby up in the sky and the baby was smiling because the baby had trust that the father was going to catch. And I think this, we're being asked at this time to have that type of innocent trust right now that Mother, Father, God, and angels are going to be catching us, and then showing us the way. And that's why I asked that question, what is you think is the most important thing we can do right away in our personal lives, and that vibration of what brings you joy when you are directing Gina about what's the feeling that you have, what is the feeling that you feel. Is that how the angels usually work, as they ask you to go into your feelings?
Well, what you saw up front and personal is how the angels work, exactly. And to direct us to that important core that is our GPS, our guiding positioning
mm-hmm.
system. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did this all begin for you, Gina? Gigi, I'm sorry. When did this all begin for you when you were connecting with your angels?
In 1977, when my grandmother spoke to me from spirit and told me I had a gift, I had not any idea that this realm, that anything like this existed. And I was guided to a psychic in Beverly Hills. And he told me before I stepped through his door, he said, your mother's mother wants you to know you have a gift and she wants you to use it. So he had a class and I took it. And there was so many things I saw in my inner mind and validated that I had this gift. But the thing that was the most important part, Hope, was that I was not a functioning human being. And when I say that, I mean I didn't know how to make a call and for the department I needed. I didn't have the confidence to communicate. I didn't know how to function as a functional person. So immediately after receiving these classes, I would hear, okay, you should go now. You should leave the house now. You should turn left. You should turn right. And I go to the grocery store and they say, okay, why don't you buy some pickles and why don't you buy broccoli? I mean, that's specific. And I was
yep.
so, you know, unable to do it myself. I started following their lead. And one day, after quite some time, maybe a year or so of this directiveness and this total satisfaction and goals being made well, I looked up in the sky as I'm driving, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm listening, and you're telling me what to do every step of the way. And it's working, and it's beautiful. But I started to question just who was guiding me, what was happening. So I told them, I said, okay, I will listen to you as long as you don't tell me to jump off the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they never did. And then it started working, and I started helping other people getting and giving the same advice.
Wow. Yeah. I think that's the ticket of the truth is that when they begin, that's what exactly happened to me, you know, turn left, turn right, open up a nonprofit, travel with people to different places around the world. And I kept on saying yes, 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 and following their advice and following their information. And that is what, and they know what's going to bring you bliss. They know that energetic field of where your innate abilities are and to bring that forth. So we have another caller. This is a caller, Laura from New Jersey. Get her on the air. Hello, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. Do you have a question for Gigi? Thank you for calling the program.
Yeah, I have been wanting to get a job, and I've been putting out a lot of resumes, even to different states. And I'm wondering if you see me getting any one of the jobs that I've applied for up to this point.
Tell me your first name again, I'm sorry.
Laura.
Laurel. All right, one moment. Laurel, you have a gift that is a creative gift, and you have put off putting together your own type of work, business, to use your gifts, and they're not indicating at the moment what that is, but let me see. You're a writer, you're an editor, you have a lot of knowledge, and they're showing you doing some type of research and being very good at it. How does that feel to you?
Well, yeah, that's actually what I do for a living. I develop and write training. So I put training, I write training programs, and I have to do a lot of research to do that. So I do,
all right.
And I am creative, so I am using my skill set. I'm just not, I just don't have my own job, my own company, but I don't really want to have my own company doing that. I just want to work for somebody else.
Well, I want you to focus and pray and ask to get some information or be directed to the right program that would allow you to have your own business. It's very strong. It's very strong that what you're doing now you can do on your own, do it better, faster, more abundant, and bring you more happiness because you won't be in the corporate world, per se. You're going to be in your own home, your own lifestyle, your own energy. So that's what I'm receiving. Doesn't mean you have to do it tomorrow and jump off the mountain, but you do
yeah.
need to research that within yourself because that's where you are best needed to be. Okay? Question?
Well, okay, so that I can see that, and I'm in an apartment, though, and I need space and a house and, you know, to spread out to do that. So up until the point where I can afford to get the house, I need to work for a corporate so that I can get the money together to do any of that. I'm not ready to do that yet.
I understand, Laurel, exactly where you're coming from, but let me surprise you with something. What if I told you that, just like Hope just said, that my guidance and Hope gave us directives to move to different places, to change things that seemed impossible, but when we walked with faith and trust and did it very carefully, it worked out better than we could imagine. So you're putting the blocks up yourself to find the right time, the right finances to do what they're saying to do. So make a list. Start believing that you will find the right place. Somebody might just say, hey, I have this great big house and I don't know what to do with it and I really need somebody. Things like that show up because your energy, your focus, your believing that this is right for you, that you're being told by your angels right now. I didn't pull this out of a hat, but that's what you should do. So pray about it. Find guidance in books and just start making little baby steps. And when you see they come easy, you know you're on the right track. So I want you to try that and be of faith. It will make a difference, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You can do it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. The angels say,
stay on the line,
you have an angel.
Okay. I will.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
sweetheart. I just recently received also a message, which I thought was a great vision, Gigi, and it was that our angels, spirit guides, holy ones, our higher self, our holy wisdom, it's like being on a double-decker bus, and that we are on the bottom, and that our angels and holy ones and guides are on the top of this double-decker bus, and wherever we go, they are there, and that they are traveling with us. Isn't that a great image?
That is a beautiful imagery. I love it.
And so whether it's Laura or Gina or whoever, that what I try to help people understand is that they are there. They are really there. So the trust, again, in that they are there, and they want to direct us. They are our guides to help us. And so when you know, like you're walking around, like you're in this double-decker bus, and you know that they're on top of us, guiding us, and they always say, and we're free. We're absolutely free. We charge no money. So talk to us. And then, just as you said, trust us that when we tell you to go someplace, we will give you the how. We will show you the how. You don't have to figure that out. We will show you the how. And so how do you get people to understand how to get in touch with their angels and guides and holy ones, whether it's Julia or, you know, whether it's Gina or it's, beautiful beings who are calling in? How do they get in touch with their angels and guides and holy ones to really hear them?
That's a great question, Hope. There are so many facets to starting or developing what they are wishing and wanting to receive from the higher realm. And when you sit quietly or listen to a guided meditation, when you are quiet and you have the filter of your mind off, or your mind turns off, you're more open for that spiritual realm to touch you, show you, talk to you. And at first, as my first teacher that I told you, I knocked on his door and told me I had a gift, what he taught me that I always impart on my clients, my classes, is that when you hear something in your mind, especially at the point of being quiet, introspective, and asking for help, when you hear those words, or see a picture or think of something, you have to, again, trust that it is angelic spiritual guidance. Because you know what? Our imagination is not what we're hearing, because it takes time to process, think about it, and give an answer if it's us. If it's spirit, it just shoots right in immediately, and to trust that that is guidance from the higher realm as you pray and ask for the light of God and those answers to come to you. That's one of the biggest things that I try to impart on everyone that I either teach or have as a client to help.
We are going to go to Florida. This is Julia in Florida.
Okay.
I hope it's warm and sunny in Florida, Julia. Or Julie, how
yes,
are
it
you?
Is. I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I am very well. Do you have a question for Miss Gina? Gigi?
Yes. Yes, please.
I love it.
My question is actually seems to be a theme tonight for employment. I'm kind of in the process of wanting to get myself back out into the world, find employment, find a place to live. I went through a divorce and I've kind of taken some time to heal and, you know, kind of regroup. So I've been staying at my mother's, but now I'm feeling that I need to, you know, start taking steps and moving, you know, getting myself back out in the world again. But I spent a lot of time as a homemaker, so I don't have a great employment history. So I'm finding that I'm having some anxieties about getting myself back out there and, you know, what can I do and all that good stuff. So I was wondering, perhaps the angels could help me with, you know, sort of giving me some focus or some direction as to where I might be the best fit to, you know, kind of start moving in that direction with employment.
Yes, Julia. It's interesting that as you were sharing, the one thing that they were showing me as you were speaking was shoes. And then you were talking about walking a different path. But these shoes are old shoes, like maybe in the 1950s with black shoes, little heel and ties. And when I say that to you, is there a person or situation that pops in your mind right now that identifies with that image?
No, not that pops into my mind. Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry.
With cell phones, you never know if you drop off, so I wanted to make sure I'm still there. Okay.
What I'm being told to tell you is you walk in faith. You walk whether your feet hurt or your shoes are wrong. You walk in faith. You have a very strong faith. Are you connected to a particular church that you do a lot of community service or part of working or helping others?
You know, I haven't really found a church here. I'm wanting to relocate. Like I said, I've been living with my mother, so I'm part of this, you know, next phase of my life is relocating, finding my own place, and part of that is, you know, finding a church to join and perhaps some groups to join just to sort of, you know, find community again.
Okay, and it's interesting because I receive what your angels want to tell you, and so sometimes the puzzle isn't totally formed yet to see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just take a moment and ask them, as it's so important to ask, what it is that is the biggest key for you to go in the direction that you're intending and wanting to do. So give me one moment, please. Would you agree that you have high hope, high faith, high determination, no matter what you've done as a homemaker or living with your mom or helping friends, you've always been that type of person, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And many times, more times than not, that high hope, that high faith, usually for others, always comes together, correct?
For those I guess you could say that, sure. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's important that you identify with what they're saying because they're trying to lay the groundwork that everything that you've done, even though it's not a resume item, it is an important thing that you have accomplished. And that they want to say to you this, okay? Your angel's name is Robin. She loves, of course, to wear blue. She wants you to know that there's a day job waiting for you. There's a congregation that's nearby where you are right now that wants to give opportunities to others to help them find work without background, without experience. And if you look in that direction, you will be finding the right opportunity and placement for the step you want to take in having your own place, a job that will support you, and things to help others. And when I am saying this to you, can you describe what that feels like? In you,
it
what are you feeling?
Beautiful. I feel
beautiful.
A sense of peace. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Hold that. Call Robin to help you hold it. Know that you are useful and you bring people peace and you will be directed to find that opportunity to bring you what you're looking for. You deserve
Wonderful.
It, and love yourself for all you've already done, okay?
Yes,
and
thank
go
you.
Do it.
Go
you
can do it. Yes.
You can do it. Just take that step and let that anxiety when it comes say, oh, no, I have Robin. I have my angel in blue, and that anxiety will just disappear, and you'll tap right into what you're feeling right now. And it will get you to where you want to be.
Wonderful.
All you need.
Well, I'm certainly ready for some of the juiciness of life. I truly am. I'm ready for
well,
fun.
Then just hold
on to it.
It's
been a missing piece. So.
All right. Well, now you have the piece you need.
Wonderful.
And the
well,
peace.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. God bless
thank
and
you
thank
for taking
you for
my
calling.
Call.
Absolutely.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Thank you for calling. We are now going to Florida once again. This is the reason why I'm calling Gina, because there's a Gina in Naples, Florida, who wants to talk to you. Gina? Gina, are you on the air?
Hi. Hi, Gigi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. What can I help you with?
Well, my son has graduated college, and recently he's been going on a lot of interviews, and he's feeling a little discouraged because the position of his dreams hasn't come his way. Do you have any insight for him?
One moment. I will check in with his angels. What's his first name, please?
Tim.
Okay. Your son is very particular and should be. Your son is going to find the apple tree with the brightest apple ready for him to reach and pick for his profession to acknowledge the gifts he has and does and is. tell him that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, perhaps a little longer, but not much, to look for a return from a job interview or a resume he's already submitted, to come back to him and give him that golden apple that he is ripe for and ripe for. Not to worry. It is very close, and he's done his walk, his duty, his work of applying. And just tell him to feel and know it is there.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And one more added, his angel wants him to know that it has nothing to do with a uniform. It has nothing to do with dressing up. It has nothing to do with having to GQ himself. It has everything to do about his heart and his abilities, and that he shines already, okay?
Okay, I will let him know.
All right. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you, Ms. Gigi.
You're welcome, Ms. Gina. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gina. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you certainly can feel the energy that you're bringing forth. And I think it is interesting that tonight you are having this theme of employment, which to me sounds like that beginning of a new cycle, just as we talked about earlier.
Yes.
We have the theme of everybody calling that I'm ready to begin again, I'm ready to start, her son just graduated. So what we're seeing here tonight, Gigi, is this beginning of a new cycle, which to me, again, is very celebratory for this, for the energy field.
I have to agree with you, Hope. I agree, because things aren't stagnant. We're seeing people wanting and desiring and to move and be better and go farther. And I want to say, I always used to hear that there's this veil between the physical realm and the spiritual realm. But about 5 years ago, that veil started to thin. And now I am told through the angelic realm that there is no separation. Even while the election, back to that again, was occurring, I was told that by the end of October, the veil that kept the angelic and spiritual realm from helping us more than they've been allowed to before, because there's parameters that they have to follow, that it was being lifted, and that by the end of December, there was going to be tangible signs, fulfillments, and good miracles, I will say, coming to us, those on earth, because the angels, are, you said in the beginning, the hand, they have our heart in their hands, and now they're able to take their hands and touch us, direct us, and give us that infusion of the positive realm of love and light, loving themselves and love everybody. And before I started this call tonight, I chose my rose quartz heart crystal. I had it in my hand as you were announcing me, and I chuckled, as we have to watch for signs, because the signs are always validating to us as spirits, directing us and showing us and giving us, you know, the signs. And there it was, the heart in my hand, just as you spoke.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So everyone, feel that, believe it, and know it. It's such a gift. As you said, what should people do to get in touch? That's another one.
Yes. And the other interesting thing is this is the night of the new moon, of the Sagittarius new moon. So every single phone call about employment, about starting new, about beginning the search and wanting the job and starting something different, that tonight, and the reason why you're on, Gigi, is to help people and connect with their angels to start that new beginning. And tonight's a perfect night to say a prayer to your angels, to your guides, and your holy ones that live on the top of the double-decker bus, to engage in them so thoroughly tonight that you begin to hear them and begin to follow their directive, because this is a new moon. And when you set your intentions on a new moon night, that the energetic field goes out there and goes ba-boom. It's got this extra energy to it that goes out, especially on a new moon. So all of you who have been listening, all of you who have called, who have questions about your new beginnings, No coincidence, my loves, that this is the new moon and bringing that forth. So when Gigi connects with their angels that say, listen to the directive, I would suggest, my loves, to follow that direction. So we have another caller from Naples, Florida, and her name is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello,
welcome to the Pure
Hello,
Show.
Hello, Gigi, my friend.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I just want you to know how much I love you and for you, the way you've helped me throughout the years. But I do have a question. By the way, I want people to know how good you are and how precise you are and wonderful. This isn't a commercial. I'm just being honest. You are just fantastic. My question is, you know, I've written a book, when I knew better, I did better. And it's okay the way it's going, but I feel there's something that I'm not doing that I need to do. But, you know, I'm up there in age a little bit, and so I don't have all the energy. Is there something you could tell me that I could do to get this book out more?
Yes. Every friend, every person you know that has a website.
I just started doing that.
Well, that's wonderful, because when you have your website, they can link your website to theirs.
Okay.
And you can put the information about your book.
Okay.
But you also can send out all those years you have been doing this beautiful spiritual work yourself, who gave me my connections. You email them and put a little link to how to purchase your book online. And ask them to send it to all their email friends.
Okay, honey. God bless your heart. You help so many people. I've been listening.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm so honored you called, and happy as well. So you
I want
just
you
do
home.
That. I'll be home soon. I'll keep you posted. But
okay,
just link yourself up. Link yourself. Okay.
Okay, yes, and thank you very much for taking my call, and just know that I love you, and I'll see you hopefully soon.
Okay, thank you very much. I love you too, Barbara.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
We are going to Boston right now.
All right.
And this is Gwen from Boston.
Hello, Gwen.
Oops, not working for some reason. Okay, I guess we'll... Gwen, are you on the air? Okay, we're going to go to Gina from Illinois. Let's see if that...
this is
Hello,
the Gina.
Hello, Gina. Hi, how are you? Gina? Hello? Hey, Tom, my director must be coming in here. I'm having a hard time, Tom, connecting with these people. Gwen right here. and it doesn't come on. That's perhaps the gates are flooded with new beginnings. I don't know. Here I'm going to go to. Okay, we'll go to Lisa from Minnesota. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. Do you have a question for Gigi?
I do. Hi, Gigi.
Hi, Lisa. What can I help you with today?
Well, along the lines of new beginnings, I just wondered if you had any guidance. I'm kind of at a crossroads as to go back to college or find a new position. I like to be able to use spiritual gifts that I have, and if you had any insight on how to pursue that instead of just finding any old position to get me by.
Yes, I'm being directed by your angels to ask what you've been doing in that, in the spiritual realm, in the last 5 years.
Say that again.
What have you been doing, learning,
I've been able to automatic write, and I've done that off and on. I've had periods of time where I did it a lot, and then periods where I don't do it, and then I start up again. That's kind of been my way of connecting, is just writing.
Okay. All right. One moment, please. You have a large group or database of friends that you could invite and start teaching automatic writing, start doing guided meditations that you're excellent at, and even just start in your home, that would spark that part of you to help others, so that the everyday job that is going to play a part right now can sustain you until you can take the spiritual work that's going to start growing ever so fast, ever, ever, ever so fast, that you can switch and just make that your main frame of work. How does that feel?
That feels good, because I was teetering on going back to college, and that doesn't necessarily feel like it's a good fit for me. But that's
all right. Let me just say something. One moment.
Right, please.
The spiritual realm that you have had a lot of communication with is the feminine nature. Roses, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, and they're just surrounding you right now with a hand on your shoulder, each one of them, and you're the hub, and they're touching you, you're feeling it, that you have a gift to speak what they want others to hear. Very similar to what you're hearing tonight. I think that's why you were touched to call and to receive, that you have you already know it. You say things to people, they come to you for help. You don't even know where the information comes from when you help them, right?
Right.
So do it on a more consistent basis. Do one night a week, invite people in. Might be one to start with and 20 and more. But whatever it is developing your ability and receive your confidence that when you say what you say, people will respond to it. I'm going to give a little story that I think is important, because I wasn't sure many years what I was saying was going to be accepted or right.
to the person that was asking for help. But what turned the key for me, the corner, never doubting what Spirit was showing me, was this woman, she was probably about 40, that came to me because she wanted to communicate with her father, the father who had died before she was born. So the first information I received was that the father was drumming on the mother's stomach while she was in her womb and, you know, very generic type things that anybody would probably have done. And she agreed. She knew he was a musician. And then all of a sudden, this, like, 90-year-old man in this black suit was sliding on his butt with his arms and feet, his arms and legs in the air. And he was sliding down a kitchen floor that was like a water slide. It was just filled with water. And he was sliding and laughing and going his way on the kitchen floor. And I'm like, I am not, in my mind's eye, I'm like, I'm not going to tell her this. And he's like, yes, you must, you must. So, of course, I listened and I told her. You know what? She told me.
What?
With her mouth open. Her husband flooded it. Her husband flooded her kitchen floor the day before.
Seriously, Mom?
So
yeah.
She knew that her father had come and was there. And I trusted to say what I saw. So always trust that first image, and just do it. And I know I'm saying this repeatedly, but it's the key to me. It's the key to living joyfully. It's the key to being in the energy of fulfillment and joy, no matter how dark. And believe me, my life gets dark. My life gets sad. My things happen to me, and I have to really push and push and push, but not as much as I used to. And they return with goodness faster. So you just have to keep going and keep taking action, and it'll feel better and better. Shall you try that?
Yep. So just keep writing for now?
Keep writing and invite people to your home and do guided meditations and start having questions answered, because you have all those beautiful mothers that are helping you from the spirit world, the saints, and wonderful, wonderful icons to lead you. And then the rest of your life will come. That energy, that magnet in you, will draw the right way for you to proceed and work in your spiritual work.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wish you the best, as I do everyone else tonight. Just do it. All right. You're welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling. I mean, I'm going to go to the next phone call, but I'm going to ask, 40 years of experience, Gina, you have had, and I think I asked you this when we were off the air, but there are so many people that are, you know, beginning new beginnings and new jobs, like Lisa calling about her spiritual work and beginning. So tell our audience why or how you've stayed with this personal journey of listening to your angels and holy ones, because sometimes this can be, trying a little bit. And so how did you stay with it for 40 years of your life and still doing it?
Because it got better and better and bigger and happier, no matter what happened to me. When I was down or out, I always rose above it with their help by asking, praying, believing, writing, and miracles would just unfold. I called a gentleman this morning about my website, and he's like, oh, my God, that's what you do? I need you. I'm going to help you. And he offered me all these beautiful add-ons for just nothing, because that's how it works. You go into a store and you have that light, you have that energy, and people feel it, even if you don't talk to someone. And I just would feel it and know it. And
I mean, I've lived from reading to reading since 2004, because October of 2003, when this was just a side position for me, I had other jobs that were feeding me. I was on the airplane flying from Florida to Texas, where I was living, and I heard, you're going to move back to, you're going to move to Florida next June of 04, and you're never going to do any job again. You're just going to do your spiritual work. And I'm like, yeah, right, I'm single, my savings aren't much, okay. And I took that walk of faith, and everything that could deter me from A to Z in those 7 months didn't stop me. And I got a new car, I drove to Florida, I had a few friends, I started my first job from a friend that I was staying with, doing telemarketing, which I knew better because I was told, you are never going to work a job again. You were just going to do this spiritual work. So I got the job, and it was a real estate telemarketing. And 3 days later, they shut the doors. A 10-year business closed down. Now, did I know it was because I went to work there and didn't listen? I felt it was. I felt so terrible. And I walked out, and I went into the health food store that I had ordered some things from. And the owner was at the cash register, and he points to this flyer I completely forgot I had put up there. And he says, I get so many people asking about you. Would you like to sit in my four-table cafe and do your work? And that's how I started, full-time. $20 for 20 minutes, sometimes nothing for weeks. But I was always given enough to not be homeless and to have what I needed. And it just keeps growing. It just keeps giving. And I keep giving. And it has brought such happiness and joy to every essence of my being and all the people that I have touched that are always coming in some way or another to say thank you. That's why.
Well, we have more phone calls and questions. I am going to try and get Gwen from Boston, and I think we're going to get her. Gwen? Hello, Gwen? I guess that she's not there. So we're going to go to Catherine in New York. Catherine?
Hello?
Hello, Catherine. You're on the air. Do you have a question for Gigi?
Hi, yes, I do. I know the theme. And first of all, thank you for taking my call and sharing your journey too. And I know the kind of theme was a new beginning, but I'm going to ask for when is my love coming in. That's my new beginning question. I was going to ask about work, but I'm like, you need everything in life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Love is good. Love is good.
Yes, it is. Have you ever been to Disney World or Disneyland?
No.
Well, they have a section in their park called Tomorrowland. And it's just new rides, never heard of, new things. And the angels want you to know, Catherine, that tomorrow your love is blossoming and going to show himself to you. The realm of where you are and how you feel and what you do is so alive with love, because you give and give and help and share. It doesn't even matter if you don't have enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is you,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
All right. So the seed was planted, the flower has bloomed, and it's ready to be brought to you.
And tomorrow, you just say, every day, tomorrow, love will find its way. And when that energy of feeling what is just being said by your angels, they're saying, roses are red, violets are blue. And you come and say, I love you. And you know, you feel how close, and trust, and just write them a letter, they're saying. Write them a letter every day. Oh, I'm so glad you came and we had dinner. Oh, I'm so glad we went out to the movies. Oh, thank you for doing this.
Oh,
because
I love that.
You're putting that energy out, and he will be attracted to it. So live in Tomorrowland, but live in the now. But it's the same, because you're going to get your vows. Woohoo!
Oh, woohoo!
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, thank you so much.
You're
thank
so
you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling,
thank you.
Catherine. Enjoy.
Thank you. Many blessings to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to try Gina again from Illinois. Yep. Gina? Hello, Gina? Okay. Can't get Gina on. We'll go to the very last, I think, that we have just a few more minutes. We have Stacy from Florida. Let's see if you can get it on here. Hello, Stacy? Stacy?
I'm here.
Okay. Can you speak up, Stacy? Do you have a question for Gigi?
Yes. I wanted to know what this keeps in regards to finances, please.
From, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last word. From finances?
Yes.
Your angel said to, hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. They want you to know that when you called in, that you're not going to find out about what you are asking. They want you to know that what you want is what you're going to receive. And when that is presented to you, they say this. You need to put your hands up like a policeman that says, halt. Because people are calling on you, asking you for help. You're doing things for so many people. You've become this little miniature person because you give yourself, not help so much, but you give part of you to so many people that you're drained. Would you agree with that? And you do it because it's easier, and please take this in the right context, it's easier, your angels say, to do and help and give to others because that little tiny you, it's harder. So I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to picture yourself looking in a mirror that's about 6 foot tall. So in your mind's eye, you're observing yourself standing in front of a 6-foot mirror. And you're just this little tiny you. And there's a reflection in the mirror behind you. And it's an angel. It's a male angel. And he wants you to call him Ralph. And Ralph is saying to you, on the count of three, you are to blow kisses into the mirror image of you right now. One, two, three. Kisses, kisses, blowing kisses, blowing kisses, blowing kisses to yourself as you see yourself in the mirror. And yourself is getting taller and happier, and you continue it. throwing kisses, blowing kisses. And then I want you to see yourself halfway up the mirror from where you were, and you're stepping right next to the mirror, and you're putting your lips on the mirror, and you're kissing the image of you in the mirror, and you're starting to be happy and feel joy. And all you feel is loving you and growing and blossoming. And the angel Ralph is hugging you from behind and saying, don't forget about you. You are beautiful. You are loving. And don't forget to kiss yourself and blow yourself wishes and know that you're beautiful and love yourself. Now say, as you look in the mirror, and say it out loud with everybody listening, I love you. Ready? Tell yourself, I love you. Are you smiling? Do you know joy bigger now than before?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you trust that all your needs, all that you want, all that you're asking for, only takes you building your heart of loving yourself? And that energy is going to be like the mirror growing bigger and bigger and bigger and drawing that to you, because you are incredible. You have so many gifts and talents that to pick one right now would be impossible.
Yeah.
Agree? Yeah. So hug yourself right now, physically. Take those arms, wrap them around you, and say, I can do this. I love myself. I love myself. You don't have to do it out loud if you don't want to, but it would be great if you did. How'd that feel, hugging you?
I'm good.
So it seems simple. It seems too easy, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I agree. I've been there. So what I'd like for you to do is to practice this for the next, 12 days. They first said weeks, but they said start with 12 days. And on your calendar, on your phone, wherever you write or journal, write what it felt like, what time you did your mirror kissing and your hugging, and telling yourself, I love you. And the next day, write that you did it, what time, and what good things out of nowhere. Maybe you saw a bluebird that caught your eye and made you feel good that you would have never noticed before, because you're growing your heart and drawing things to you. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
All right. That's the first assignment. And in 12 days, I want you to then write every day for the next 12 weeks how you feel. All right?
All right.
All right. And I know your angels are there, so don't forget to ask them to remind you. This is important because it's going to give you multitude of gifts. You have a special angel inside your heart. It's been there since you were born. And you have a special gift. So feed it. And you'll just be amazed. Congratulations, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Thanks, Stacey.
God bless you.
I would tell Stacy again and all of the beings that are listening to this, when Gigi is talking about hugging yourself and blowing kisses to yourself, she's talking about vibration and feeling. And so what I always tell many, many people that come into my office is that the circumstances of our daily life is usually an indicator of your relationship with what I call a universal energetic flow. So if you are blocked, you are blocking that energetic flow, and self-love is that universal flow. So if we are not loving who we are, then we are blocking that universal flow. So again, your daily life is a, and the things that are happening in it or not happening in it is an indicator of how much you are living in joy and how much you are living in that universal flow, passion. So is that what you usually work with people also, Gigi, when they call you, that you're helping them get into full alignment with that universal flow of love and light and abundance and love and new jobs? And
yes.
And that's all.
The more I do it, the more joy comes out of me, that comes forth, because that is the key. I love how you explained it, Hope. That's really the truth of how it is and where we are. And we're remembering when we were created that that's all we were, was love.
Yes, yes. Because we can achieve flow of that abundance or that love, or we can put an obstacle in there, and that's what our listeners, I would ask you to do, is when Gigi says, well, you know, your angels are telling you to look in the mirror, now blow kisses at yourself. At first we might giggle and think, well, you know, that's kind of safe, but really what that is bringing you back to universal flow, bringing you back to that self-love so you can receive that abundance, so you can receive that abundance. So, and that's how angels talk. I mean, that's how angels speak.
Yes.
All the time, don't they, Gigi? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
We are going to go to Dorothy in Sedona, Arizona, another warm place. See if we can get her up here. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Can you hear me?
To the Pure Hope Show. Do you have a question for Gigi?
Yes, I do. Oh, Gigi, it's wonderful to hear you. Each and every call has gotten better and better.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Honey, I you know, I've been in a big transition with the loss of my dog and just a lot of things happening here. I just have basically a general question and wonder what the angels see for me at this point right now. I pulled a card this morning that said career change. So I guess I'm in the universal flow with everybody else, but I'd like to know what the angels have to say.
They showed me an angel that was saluting you. And the saluting you also showed a German shepherd. And the German Shepherd is waiting for you so that you have a guide, a guard, companion, and a routine that he, yes, it's a he, will bring to your life. And as you walk with him, meet people with him, as I know your precious baby that left was similar, but this German Shepherd has a connection of strength and heart. And you're going to find, even in a restaurant, the welcoming of him and possibilities of doing some editing for people in a scheme of biographies or just recipes or menus. People are going to come to look for your advice in designing and putting together new marketing tools for the business.
Oh, that's pretty fascinating, because I already had an opportunity to do editing for a friend in California for her biography.
Oh.
So So you're right on with that one. Now, this German Shepherd, I had pretty much made up my mind I didn't want to have another dog. So is this a dog that I will pet sit for, or is this going to be my dog?
As quick as he came in, Dorothy, and as strong of a pattern of a daily walk with you, I would say yours.
Hmm.
I know. And I think the clue to this is he's just going to show up.
Boy, that is the only dog that I ever got attacked by as a child.
Oh, interesting.
Very.
So,
very interesting. And it comes around.
It was army-trained attack dog, and it jumped a fence and knocked me flat and ripped my shirt. And I haven't liked German Shepherds since then. So I'm kind of cringing at the idea of a German Shepherd.
Let me say that I'm being shown that this German Shepherd is coming back to you, even with that salute in the beginning, to show you the healing and love that he has so wanted to return to you.
Aww.
And you will feel it, Dorothy. There will be no question. And do not worry about it. And know you just allow it.
Okay, well, I guess I'll keep my eyes open for him. Well,
yes.
what about Tasha? Does Tasha have a message for me, Gail? I mean, Gigi?
That's okay. Yes, Tasha wants you to know that don't put your left arm or your right arm in a sling. In other words, don't bind and bound yourself to lack of movement or lack of growth. Tasha wants you to sing as you always have and to express yourself. And I know now, I remember your art, and to not compromise yourself. He's ready to watch. Yes, Tasha's ready.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for this. That's beautiful, honey. Thank you so much.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you, Holly. Thank
you.
It's been a really beautiful show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for phoning. We're all over the map tonight. It's wonderful. New beginnings. Okay, Ellen from New York. Back to New York. Okay. Ellen, are you on the radio?
Yes, you got me, and thank you so much for taking my call. This is a great show. I'm really enjoying it.
Great. You have
I'd
a
like
question
to,
for Gigi?
Along the theme
thank
of
you.
New starts, I'm working now. I've been looking for other positions. Tell me, actually, I'd like to have even a career change. Give me guidance in this area, a new start in my career.
Well, a lot of pondering by your angels. There's about 16 of them in a circle around you, and they have their hands on their chin looking at you like, really? A new job, huh? So with that, let's see what that means. One moment. Okay, Ellen in the morning, Ellen in the evening, Ellen in supper time. They want you to know you have a partnership of the divine. You have many opportunities that want your regalness, your richness, your abilities. They're multiplied by so many opportunities for you that are calling you to them. Are you they say, ready to be independent and run your own ring. Are you?
No, I've done it in the past, and I just don't want to shoulder that responsibility again, at least not now.
One moment. There's a male voice. I want to say it's an uncle or a grandfather on your mother's side, and he wants you to know that you've gone forward more than you realized with what you did before, and you learned that the responsibilities you took on were more than you were supposed to, and you would know how to pass the different parts of running your own ring, and it's definitely the word they want to use, in a way that you can delegate and not have to shoulder so much. Think about it. Ask your, it's an uncle, Lou with an L. There's something with an L, and he says that he was a great cook, and he liked, I don't know, he's saying bananas, but I don't think that's what he's trying to say, but he's a great cook. Does someone in the spirit world pop in your mind when you hear this message?
No, but there are a lot of people in my parents' family that I don't know. They're immigrants from a different country, so I didn't get to meet many of my extended family members.
Okay. Well, you're going to think about it because you knew him. You may not have known him well, but you do know him and did know him. And he's going to just whisper in your ear, come in your dreams, or somebody's going to mention him. But he was a very strong entrepreneur. I don't know. I get Italy or grapes or wine or cooking. Was that your family lineage?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, that's what they're showing me, so I don't know how to interpret that any other way. But you do have a strong male uncle that is encouraging you to do what you did before and just delegate and make it easier. There's so many more programs and abilities in the computer world that will help you make this right.
Okay.
I hope you can take that, ask, and look at it, because that's the strongest.
I will listen. Right now it doesn't resonate with me, but maybe on a second or third hearing it'll make more sense to me.
Okay. It's strong, so I think you'll find something pop out to you that will direct you to that place that you're supposed to be.
Okay, thank you so much, and good night.
Good night.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you for
Take
calling.
Care.
I know that when I give readings, sometimes people will say, nope, that's not right. And then all of a sudden they go home, because I always tell people the gift might be received 10 minutes from now, 10 days from now, or 2 years from now. But it's really interesting because I had a reading once, and a woman said to me, your angels are saying that you will be up in hot water by the end of the year. This was like last year, the year before. And I went, really? Is this good stuff or bad stuff? And she goes, I don't know. They're just saying you will be up to your neck in hot water. So it's so interesting because that year, I had ended the year with one of my best friends, and I literally, Gigi, I was sitting in the hot tub, my neck up in hot water, and I was telling my friend, well, you know, I had this reading, and this woman said, by the end of the year, I mean, I would be up to my neck in hot water, and I didn't get it, and my girlfriend said, Janice, where do you think you are? And so it's so interesting when we do get those messages from the angels, and it might not make sense now, but it but all of a sudden it will make sense. So I really appreciate Ellen when she said, well, it doesn't make sense now, but I'll work with it and we'll see how it makes sense. And that's what I always tell people to do also when they have readings. So are you willing to go one more question at all? I know this has been, I don't know who you are really, Gigi. This is our first time, but the board just keeps lighting up tonight.
Well,
must
ready.
Be the new moon.
Let's
good.
Go. I'm so honored. I'm so happy. Those angels just know who to knock on the door to call. They're so ready when they're ready. So thank you. Yes, I'm. Let's do it. Let's see who wants.
This is from Georgia, my friend. Georgia Shanika, I think her name. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
Did I pronounce your name right, Shanika?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Great. Do you have a question for Gigi?
Yes, I do. I just want confirmation on the woman that I will marry.
Okay. The very, very biggest yes I've ever heard just came through. So if the question was a confirmation if this woman is right for you, I've
mm-hmm.
never heard or seen a YES so big, so strong, so bold.
Mm-hmm.
The complications they're saying, you need to throw them in the river because there are none. They're just part of your past, part of life's issues. Throw them in the river because you are blessed to find someone that is so in love and in touch and right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a question about it. What they want to ask you is, with them giving you this confirmation, the doubts, what are those doubts that are popping up right now? They hear it.
Well, we've been knowing each other for like 8 years, and she's been my best friend. We kind of had a relationship, but she's not out to her family, and I think her family kind of know somewhat about me, but she went back to her home state because of family issues and different things of that nature, and I'm here in another state, and we kind of had disagreements, and we really haven't talked in about 2 months, so I don't know what to do. I don't.
Okay. They say that she's sorting out how she can proceed in something that fulfills her so beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking a time out
okay.
to be able to figure that out. And
mm-hmm.
as they told you in the beginning, all those things will soon be thrown into the river.
Okay.
And you will figure it out together.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
she's going to come to her truth. Not to worry. Not
okay.
to worry at all. Okay?
Okay.
And I, you know, when they say, okay, here it goes. I don't know what this means, but little boy blue, come blow your horn, the cows in the meadow, the sheep's in the corn, or whatever they're saying. But know
mm-hmm.
and trust that everybody will gather and the things that you want will be blessed for each other.
Okay.
I couldn't have made that up. That's your angels.
Okay.
Go look up
and do
that.
Do you see what state we live in?
You said Georgia?
Yeah, I'm in Georgia. She's in Michigan. Do you see like a state that we both live in once we reconnect?
Okay, I will ask. One moment. Okay, it's where people love bacon and fried food. I take that as Georgia.
Okay. Okay.
Definitely, right?
Yeah, she was here, but then she went back. So I'm here in Georgia still.
Yeah, it's Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It's Georgia. Maybe
so
not the same.
Should just wait for her to call.
Oh, let's see here. another nursery, Hickory Dickory Dock. The mouse ran up the clock. The clock struck one. You need to wait 1 week, and then you will know to make the call. Okay?
Okay.
And she'll be ready.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. She may call you ahead of time. So
okay.
Take care. God bless you, and enjoy the bacon and fried food.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Shanika. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. God bless.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Well, this has been truly a night of new beginnings with this happy new moon in Sagittarius, huh, Gigi?
It is indeed.
So
I'm
please. Closing. Yeah, so please, would you give your contact information out? We'll also put it on our website, but right now, for the listeners, would you give your contact information if they wish to contact you for a reading or a session or a class?
Absolutely. The best way to reach me is on my website, and it's angelwisdom.org.
Okay.
And my and you can email me from that, but if you'd like, I'd be happy to give my email as well right now.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. It's angelsforever@yahoo.com, and that's spelled angels with a Y, A-N-G-Y, L Larry S Sam, angels. And then the numeral 4, the word ever. angelsforever@yahoo.com, and let everybody know we have angels forever, always.
Forever.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Gigi, for being on this. I mean, truly, I've been doing this for 4 years, and I haven't seen the question board light up as much as I did tonight. So I just want to thank you for taking all of those phone calls and all of those questions, because many times I have people on the air that won't take the questions, which I think is kind of interesting, but you took every single one of them, so I want to thank you for that.
Oh, Hope, I want to thank you for allowing all of these love and light spiritual beings to come forth through me to touch others and give hope to everyone. I love your show, and I'm honored again to have been asked to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And to my lovely listeners and all across the nation, phone calls, I thank you for being listeners, and I try very hard to put beings on this program that can help everyone during this time. I just want to let you all know that this happy new moon in Sagittarius tonight is an important energy in what they call it. This new moon will take us into what I call the quantum field of light. So what I hear is be faithful. And be faithful to your dreams, your hopes, your inspirations, and your aspirations and your visions, because they will come true. They are coming true. All of that is out there for us right now, and I'm so excited for that. So thank you all for listening tonight. If you have been first-time listeners and you've liked this program, please join us again. If you gain anything from this program, this is going to be in our archive, which is a wonderful opportunity. And again, it's free for all of the people who are listening. How easy it is for us to always forget our magnificence and our abilities and our presence on this planet. And our angels, guides, and holy ones are constantly telling us how beautiful we are and how powerful we are, and how we have in this ability to collectively change the world. I also want to tell those people who are beginning new things, who are beginning new jobs, who are looking for new love and romance, this is one of my favorite sayings, that there is a fire within us all that needs no wood. And that's why I had Gigi on the program, because anybody who dedicates 40 years of living their life listening to angels and giving this message out, that this is her passion. This is her fire that needs no wood. And all of us have a passion inside of us that needs no wood. So on this new moon of Sagittarius tonight, I wish you well as you continue to go forward. Patricia Cota Robles, she is a dynamite woman as well. She will be on our program on the very last Thursday of the month again, or I'm sorry, last Tuesday of the month. Patricia is a co-founder and president of a nonprofit educational organization called the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose, which sponsors the annual World Congress on Illumination. And I've had the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity to meet Patricia personally and watch her channel. And literally, she will get up with no notes and she will just speak from the affirmation about this precious, precious time that we're in. So I invite all of you for to join me again. And once again, thanking you all for joining me tonight. And again, Gigi Peterson, thank you for being on the show tonight and for saying yes. I'm so thankful that you are on this program.
You're so welcome. God bless you for all you do.
Bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So until we meet again, may the angels bless you. May your light be shiny and bright to help you know where you're going upon this planet, and that the opportunity to just reach your potential and to go for the gold is here. It is here. It is here. Gigi and I wanted to bring forth within you a feeling, which is an energy that is going to create not only your personal life, but your new world, because that's the magnetic grid. And so with Gigi, with her energy, when I say that the light board came on and the questions came across from New York to Florida to California and all over the place, is that you can tell a person's magnetic grid from the people who are wanting to call in to ask her questions. So watch, go to my website as well, www.hopeinterfaithcenter, and we will have all of Gigi's information on there if you are wanting to have a wonderful session with her. So namaste, 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 everyone, and happy full moon and happy holidays. God bless you all.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, be true.